From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, the Pentagon gave the strongest indication yet that U.S. military personnel are in Afghanistan working with opposition forces there. Senior Pentagon officials say the U.S. military is now airdropping ammunition to those rebel forces and working with them to select bombing targets. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
For some time now, Pentagon officials have been saying U.S. pilots are getting better information from the ground about what targets should be hit in Afghanistan. Today, a hint of how it comes. A Washington Post reporter aboard an aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea quotes a Navy pilot as saying a U.S. operative on the ground below directed him to a Taliban ammunition bunker. Pentagon officials do not dispute the pilot's story. Commenting on it today, General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, came close to confirming that U.S. targeting specialists are in fact deployed now with rebel fighters in Afghanistan.
We have talked before about having a very close liaison with opposition forces, and indeed we do. And they are helping direct some of our strikes.
One result of this U.S. relationship with the Northern Alliance is that American aircraft are now dropping ammunition to rebel forces in areas of Afghanistan where the Northern Alliance reports a need. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said today there's now a system for getting those supplies to the rebel fighters, though it's far from quick.
You drop it with parachutes, and it gets down on the ground. And it takes a long time to get it from there into a weapon. They're moving them frequently, not with vehicles, but with horses and donkeys and mules. And so we might be able to answer a call for ammunition one day, and two or three days later, those people still have not managed to get that distribution system to work in a way to get it where it belongs.
With the cooperation in target selection and the provision of military assistance, the United States and the Northern Alliance are now effective partners in the anti-Taliban war. General Myers and Secretary Rumsfeld today insisted the three-week-old military campaign in Afghanistan is on the right track. Rumsfeld today said Taliban leaders and their allies in the al-Qaeda network are themselves being hit and killed.
We've damaged and destroyed a number of tanks, a number of artillery pieces, a number of armored personnel carriers, and a number of troops. Are there leaders mixed in there? Yes.
But not the top leaders. Rumsfeld said, to his knowledge, the 6 to 10 senior al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders are still alive. On another subject, General Myers acknowledged that U.S. pilots last Friday struck Red Cross aid warehouses in Kabul for the second time in 10 days, even though the Pentagon and the Red Cross had been in communication about the warehouse location.
Obviously, that's quite disturbing, and we do not have an explanation at this point. It is something that General Franks at Central Command is investigating very thoroughly. It should not have happened.
The U.S. Central Command, under the direction of Army General Tommy Franks, is responsible for the conduct of military operations in Afghanistan. A senior defense official says someone in General Franks' office was supposed to have removed the Red Cross warehouse from the list of approved targets in Afghanistan and failed to do so. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.